poor. The word aggregated not so good here. So we should substitute some other word, like a group. Say group, sila group, samadhi group, panya group, or something like that. Now the Pali word is khanda, but here khanda does not mean the same thing as rupa khanda, vedana khanda, and so on. Here sila khanda, samadhi khanda, panya khanda. So I think it's a group. Group is better word than aggregate here. So according to three groups, for the path being selective, is included by the three aggregates, which are comprehensive, as a city is by a kingdom, according as it is said, and so on. Now, what is the meaning of the path being selective? Say, sila group. Sila group means both mundane and supramundane. There is mundane sila and there is supramundane sila, right? So when we say sila group, we include both mundane and supramundane. So it is more comprehensive. But magga is only supramundane. So it is called selective here. There may be a better word for the word selective, I don't know. So the supramundane path is just a part of the whole group of sila, right? So sila group means mundane and supramundane sila, but magga means only supramundane. So it is less comprehensive, as a city is by a kingdom. So according as it is said. And the quotation is from Isoda and Majjhima Nikaya. The three groups are not included in the Noble Eightfold Path, Friend Visakha, but the Noble Eightfold Path is included by the three aggregates, or three groups. That means three groups are more comprehensive than the Noble Eightfold Path. So it is not said that these groups are included in the Noble Eightfold Path, but that the Noble Eightfold Path is included by the three aggregates. Any right speech, any right action, any right livelihood, these are included in the virtue group. So when we divide the eight factors into three groups, the right speech, right action, and right livelihood fall under virtue, sila. And then any right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration, these are included in the concentration group. So these three are, they belong to concentration group. And then right view and right thinking, they are included in the understanding group. So sila, samadhi, and panya. As to the three, beginning with right effort, concentration cannot of its own nature cause absorption through unification on the object, and so on. So this explanation is very, very important when you try to explain how these factors work during meditation. Now, here it is said that concentration alone, by its nature, it cannot cause absorption through unification of the object, but with energy accomplishing its function and so on. That means samadhi, when only helped by energy and mindfulness, will really penetrate. So if we want to get samadhi, and we have to have really, effort, we must make effort, and we must have mindfulness. So only when there is effort and mindfulness can there be concentration. So concentration is helped by effort and mindfulness. So that is explained in this paragraph. And then a simile is given. Four people going to a garden and then picking a fruit. Then paragraph 99. Here also, panya is assisted by right thinking or vitaka. That is why right thinking is included in the group of panya. So as regards right view and right thinking, understanding cannot of its own nature define an object as impermanent, painful, not self. But with applied thought, that is vitaka, giving assistance by repeatedly hitting the object, it can. That means the right thought or initial application takes the mind to the object, mind together with the concomitants. So only when vitaka takes the mind to the object can understanding or panya penetrate it. It is like if you don't take a person to a certain place, that person will not know anything about that place. So you have to take him there, and then he sees it, and then he knows everything about it. If you do not take him there, then he will not know about it. So in the same way, if vitaka, or the here right thought, does not take the mind to the object, then panya cannot do anything. That is why the panya is assisted by vitaka or right thinking. So they are grouped together as understanding group. And also a simile given. So the path is included by the three aggregates. And then paragraph 103, as to similar and dissimilar. It is just something like playing with the with the different meanings of the noble truths. See, all the truths are similar to each other because they are not unreal, are void of self, and are difficult to penetrate according as it is said. Say, what do you think, Anana? Which is more difficult to do, more difficult to perform? That a man should shoot an arrow through a small keyhole from a distance time after time without missing, or that that he should penetrate the tip of a hair split 100 times with the tip of a similar hair. And this is more difficult to do, Venerable Sir, more difficult to perform, that a man should penetrate the tip of a hair split 100 times with the tip of a similar hair. They penetrate something more difficult to penetrate than that, Ananda, who penetrate correctly, thus this is suffering, and so on. So it is more difficult to penetrate the Four Noble Truths than to penetrate the tip of a hair split 100 times with another tip of a hair. So to strike the tip of a needle with another needle, something like that.
It's a real challenge.
That's right. And the first two are similar since they are profound, and so on. See, they are similar in one sense and dissimilar in another sense. So this is like just shuffling the Four Noble Truths as to similarity and dissimilarity. Now, next chapter, the dependent origination. First, the word, the Pali word. So, please look at this sheet and I will explain to you, and then you read the book. So, we cannot do away with the Pali word, so we retain the Pali words. The word is paticca samuppada. Now, in the Visuddhimagga, I mean, in this book, paticca samuppada is said to mean states that are conditioned. That means causes, states that are conditioned, namely avijja means ignorance and so on. Now, before we explain to this, I want you to be familiar with the formula of the dependent origination. Say, depending upon avijja, ignorance, there are formations. Depending upon formations, there is consciousness and so on. So ignorance, formations, consciousness, mentality, materiality, six bases. What else? What next? Contact, feeling, craving, clinging, becoming, birth, old age and death. So this sequence you have to be familiar with. Now, what does the word paticca-samubbada mean? Now, paticca-samubbada means the states that are conditions. That is according to this commentary. And then there is another word, paticca-samuppanna. So paticca-samuppanna means states that are conditioned. So they are results or fruits, namely jara, marana, etc. Now, in reality, all dhammas mentioned in the paticca-samuppada are both included in both. They are both paticca-samuppada and paticca-samuppanna. Only the first indicates conditions and the second conditioned. Because all those mentioned in the paticca-samuppada are interdependent. So first you should understand this, and then the paragraph 4 you may read. Then please go down to the bottom. In the word paticca-samuppada, we have the word uppada there. So the word upada has three meanings. One is that which arises. The second meaning is that which causes others to arise. So this is a causative sense. And the third meaning is just arising. It's an action. We call it verbal noun. So the word upada can mean three meanings. But with regard to the word paticca-samuppada, only the first two are accepted, and the last one is rejected in the Visuddhimagga. And so that rejection you can read in paragraphs 8 through 13. And then the meaning of the word paticca-samuppada. There are four meanings given to the word paticca-samuppada. So the first meaning, that which is to be arrived at, or that which is to be known. And it is the meaning of paticca here. And which arises together and rightly. So I put the colors to correspond. So the word samuppada is composed of sam and uppada. And sam is made to mean together and rightly here. And uppada is made to mean that which arises. So samuppada means that which arises together and rightly. And together means not singly, not formation only, not consciousness only. Because when consciousness arises, then mental factors also arise, right? And at the same time, there arise also material properties, so in that way. And together means not singly, not one but one, and rightly means not without cause. So they arise, rightly means they arise with their respective causes, not without cause. So by this definition, the conditioned states are called paticca-samuppada. So by this definition, the results are called paticca-samuppada. Now, second definition is that which, depending upon the convergence of conditions, and that is the meaning of paticca, arises together. Here, sam has only one meaning, together. And upada has meaning that which arises. And paticca means having depended upon or depending upon. So by this definition, to the conditioned state, the fruits are meant. Now, if you look at the first line, you see that paticca samuppada means states that are conditions. But here, the first meaning and second, according to the first and the second meaning, paticca samuppada means results and not causes, right? But the commentary, Venerable Buddha Gosa, is very persistent in making us accept that paticca samuppada really means the conditions or causes and not the effects, not the fruits. Then how to explain that according to the definition given by himself? Number one definition and number two definition means the results and not the cause. So he has to conjure up something. So although by definitions one and two, the word paticca samuppada means conditioned states, we are here to understand it in a figurative sense. So it means states that are conditioned. So actually, we must take that the conditions are meant by the word paticca samuppada, even though we follow these two definitions. How? That is explained in paragraph 16. Sometimes we even in the text, there are some sayings which are to be taken figuratively. Now there is one statement in the Dhammapada which says, the appearance of Buddhas is bliss. Now, the appearance of Buddha is not bliss actually. It is a cause of bliss. Because when Buddhas appear, then people get enlightened, and so there is bliss for them. So the appearance of Buddha is actually not bliss, but the cause of bliss. But it is just the appearance of Buddha is bliss. Or, in other words, like saying, diabetes is sugar, something like that. Actually, diabetes is not sugar, but it is caused by sugar. But we might say diabetes is sugar. So something like that. So here also, although the word paticca samuppada means conditions things or results, we must understand that it means the conditions or causes and not the results. So that is explained in paragraph 16. Now the third meaning, that which is to be gone towards and which originates states together. Now here the word ubhara means that which causes to arise, that which produces. And sam means together. So which produces things together, things that arise together. That which is to be gone towards, that is the meaning of the word paticca. Which is to be gone towards really means, now, in Buddhism, the theory of causation is like that. On account of many causes, there are many results. So we'll come to that later, not today. So there is not one cause and one effect, or not one cause and many effects, or many causes and one effect, but there is many causes and many effects that is accepted by Buddhism. So here, which is to be gone towards means the conditions, two or three conditions meet together. They must meet together in order to produce the result, like three sticks, say, put together. So they must come together and they must depend on each other in order to produce something. So that is why they are called here, which is to be gone towards. And when they produce states, they produce states together, not one state only. Now, the obvious example is the relinking. So when karma produces its effects, then there is relinking, right? So relinking means what? At the same moment, there is consciousness, there are mental factors, and there are matter born of karma. So they arise together. So Paticca Samuppada means here that which is to be gone towards and which originates states together. Now, by this definition, what is meant? Causes, conditions. Because they originate or they produce other states. And then the fourth meaning, that which, depending upon one another, it is more or less the same as the third one, originates evenly and together. Here, sam is made to mean two things, evenly and together. In the book, it is translated as equally. So evenly means not piecemeal, not one and then next one and then next one, but two or three things together. So not piecemeal. And together means not one after the other. Whether the product or the result is consciousness or material property. It arises with other things too, right? When consciousness arises, there are mental factors too. And when material properties are produced, they are produced in what we call kalabas, the groups. So they arise in groups, and so they are together. So they are not produced just one at a time, but they are produced, say, if there are eight material properties, then the eight are produced at the same moment. So they are produced evenly, and they are produced together. So by this definition too, the conditions are meant. So the definition 3 and 4 tell us that the Paticca Samuppada means conditions. Right? Here we don't have to have recourse to the figurative usage. So here directly the word Paticca Samuppada means conditions. Now, in all these definitions, you see that. So that means a group of, say, conditions or group of states that are conditioned. That is why the singular number is used here. Although actually it means a multiplicity of conditions and also multiplicity of states that are conditioned. Now, what about Paticca Samuppada as a doctrine? Here, Paticca Samuppada means not doctrine, but say causes or effects. But we call this doctrine also Paticca Samuppada. So, as a doctrine, what should we call it by in English? It is translated as dependent origination, dependent arising. Dependent co-arising. Dependent co-arising is say direct translation, because there are together, right? But I have one fear about using co-arising. because somebody might take that co-arising means cause and effect arising together. It does not necessarily mean that the cause and effect arise together. Together here means just the effects arising in a group or something like that. Not cause and effect arising together, but there is cause and there is effect, and effect consists of, say, more than one thing. So that is what is meant by together in these two definitions.
But using the term dependent, doesn't that make it clear, or doesn't it?
I don't know. Dependent co-arising.
If it was just co-arising, then you could. But isn't the cause and effect we often say co-origination rather than co-arising. Is that any better?
I don't think so, because you know, two meanings are given to the word ubhada here, and in English we cannot have one word which means two things. So we have to choose one or the other, arising or origination.
But don't we say that craving, clinging, arises from craving? Is that not a causal relationship? You're saying it's not a causal relationship.
Yeah, there is a causal relationship between these. But sometimes, now, we call them links, say, ignorance and relationship between ignorance and formations and consciousness and so on. Some relations are as producer and produced, but most of them are like arising together and helping each other. So co-arising can mean cause and effect arising together, but not always.
You mean sometimes separately, sometimes
That's
together.
Right, yeah. Because, let's say, the relationship between mental formations and consciousness. Mental formation means karma, and consciousness means resultant consciousness. So they belong to different times. They don't arise together, but they are related as cause and effect. Then consciousness and namarupa mentality and materiality. And in that case, they arise together. Consciousness and mentality and materiality arise together. And their relationship is not producer and the produced, but just helping each other, supporting each other. So that is why it is important to understand the Paticca Samuppada with reference to the Patthana. That is why the Patthana is given in this book. So we'll come to this later. Only when you understand with reference to Patthana do you really understand Paticca Samuppada. Otherwise, there may be something missing in your knowledge of understanding of Paticca Samuppada. Because we think that, say, when we say when there is ignorance, there are formations. When there are formations, there is consciousness. Say, we normally think that one is caused by the other, but it is not the case with every of the links. Some links are related as cause and effect, and some are not cause and effect, but just supporting each other. Like a group of people doing the same work. See? So they help each other, they support each other, and then they do the work. So those relationships are to be understood with reference to Patthana, the causal relations, the 24 causal relations given in this chapter. So this is the background understanding, and then we can go to the chapter itself. Now let me see. So in the paragraph 16, 17, 18 and so on, if it is difficult there to understand, just come back here. There are so many, say, parentheses, brackets, and then it's difficult to read, actually. And then Pali words and... So we'll do it next week.
The 24 conditions?
We may not read 24 conditions the next week. Yes. But you can find them.
Page 611.
Let me see. Yeah, 611. So there are 24 conditions. So please read about, you'll have to read more than this week. Say up to the end of the 24 conditions. So if you read with this, I think it will be a great help. And then in the word explanations, there is something like, what do you call it? Etymological acrobatics.